Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Fisheries Development Supervisor Bob Frelick. Bob, you oversee the boat ramps and fish cleaning stations and docks and everything at our lakes and rivers around the state. We're heading into another open water season. Your crews are busy. What are they doing at this time of year?
Well, this time of the year, Mike, they typically are out delivering docks to new lakes and stuff. That's kind of been hindered a little bit with this colder weather we've had and the delayed spring. But so they're kind of getting things ready, docks, piers, doing some routine maintenance, just kind of getting around the state, putting up some signs and kind of getting ready for the big thaw, when lakes open up and stuff.
Okay, let's talk about access on the Missouri River. Last year, the Missouri River was high pretty much all summer long. This year so far, it's a little lower.
Yeah, it is, Mike. And last year we were actually pretty good up until about the end of May and into June and July, August, the rest of the summer is when it got bad. This year right now we're at about 13,000, CFS coming down the Missouri River. Last year we were at about 28,000 at this time. That is expected to go up from 13,000 to about 28 and then probably a little bit higher. But I mean, unless we get some unusual rain precipitation event, between now and the June rise, I don't see that really changing. Flows on the river here should be pretty good. We should be in good shape.
Okay, so last year, a couple of the ramps were unusable because of the high water.
Correct. Last year we had some unusual spring rains, high precipitation from between here and Fort Peck in the spring, and that caused, the Corps to release a lot of water out of Peck and Garrison. And so we had two ramps up by Williston that were unusable, and we had four or five right here in the Bismarck-Mandan area that became unusable in early June and stayed that way all summer long.
Missouri River ramps should be good.
Should be good for the rest of the year, you bet.
Okay, let's move on to Lake Sakakawea. Water levels are still pretty high. How is access going to be this year?
The water levels this year are, I'm thinking they're going to be pretty close to what they were last year. But again, we've got a pretty good infrastructure of boat ramps around the lake up there. There's close to 100 boat ramps at 35 different recreation areas. So we've got a lot of the elevations covered, from full pool all the way down to 1800 elevation. So even with high flows, we still be in pretty good shape.
Let's move on to Devil's Lake, Bob.
Devil's Lake is going to be about what it was last year. It's come up about a foot this year, and they're projecting maybe another foot and a half rise. So we'll probably come up 2 feet total, maybe, and then we're going to lose a little bit to evaporation again. So when it's all said and done, we're probably pretty close to what we were last year, which is good access around the whole lake.
District lakes, we have over 400 district lakes. Some areas last year were in need of water. Obviously, we've had a lot of snow this winter in some areas. How are district lakes, for the most part, going to be?
Our district lakes are going to recharge pretty good with all the snow that we had. There were quite a few of them last year that did see a decrease, from anywhere from 1 to 5 feet of water. And it was just getting to the point where it was kind of starting to restrict access at a few of them. But from what I've heard this spring from the guys that have gone around is that, the lakes are full, in a lot of parts of the state, and there's still, some snow out there yet in the southeast that's going to be running in. So I'm thinking everything's going to fill up pretty good.
Any plans, Bob, in any of these district lakes for new ramps?
This year we've got two on board. We've got one up in the northeast, North Washington Lake, and then one in the southeast, Kisselberry Lake down by Ashley, that are going to get new ramps. Last year we did two. It seems like each year we do two or three new ramps, and then actually we end up renovating ramps more so than we do anything. We've got 450 lakes, and there's probably 200-300 boat ramps out there, and some of them are old metal plank ramps, and we just end up upgrading those to poured cement.
Bob, it's not just you go out there and build a ramp. There's a lot of hurdles when it comes to putting a new ramp in.
That's right. A lot of the lakes, other than the Missouri River system, most of our water bodies and fishing lakes around the state are, have private land around them. And so it takes quite a bit to go in and develop a site. First of all, we got to find a landowner that's willing to give us an easement. We got to have suitable depth and slope to develop the boat ramp there. There's some permits and approvals we have to get. And then we have to get, a local entity that sponsors and partners with us on it to help maintain that site, put the dock in and out, pick up the garbage and stuff, because Game and Fish doesn't have the manpower to go around and take care of 450 lakes.
So essentially, we team up with a group that takes care of it after we build it.
Right. We partner with local entities, whether that be a wildlife club or a county park board or a city park board or whatever. We always partner with a club, and they're responsible for sometimes cost sharing on the project, but then for sure maintaining it.
Let's move into fish cleaning stations, Bob. Any new fish cleaning stations going up around the state?
We don't really have any new ones. We've got about 60 that are on the landscape right now. This year, though, we're kind of excited. We're going to be trying out a new brand of grinder. It's something that's been out there for a while, but they've really improved it. The Corps has a few of them up on Lake Sakakawea, and they really like them. So we put in an order this winter, and we've got 7 of those stations coming. Actually, we're taking delivery of them as we speak right now. And we'll be installing those, you know, at 7 different sites around the state this year, and testing them out against the old type of stations and improving what we've got out there.
So overall, access should be good on most lakes and the river systems.
Yep, it should be pretty consistent. Access should be good. You know, the only unforeseen would be if we get, again, some big precipitation event that causes the Corps to maybe have to adjust their flows and release a little more water here or upstream.
A lot of good information, Bob. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Mike.
Anglers are reminded they need a new fishing license starting April 1st. Licenses can be purchased by going to the North Dakota Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov or by calling 800-406-6409 or going to more than 140 vendor locations throughout the state. New this year, hunters and anglers will be given the opportunity to register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. By clicking the link after purchasing a license, users will be directed to the North Dakota Department of Transportation Donor Registry. For more information regarding donor registry, visit DOT's website shown on the screen or contact LifeSource directly at 888-5-DONATE. For Fisheries Development, Supervisor Bob Frelick and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.